music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Tone Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 376. Yes, 376 in that continuing series. 9 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading back up to 56 degrees. And the sun back out again, so a nice day here in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on the FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 56 degrees. And now 9 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We've got our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Don Zamzo. Don, how are you doing today? Oh, let's try this. Okay, now we'll try that. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
There.
How are things in central Minnesota?
Well, I'll tell you, 56 degrees. It's pretty nice out. Not much of a wind and the sun peeking in and out of the clouds. It's a pretty nice day. Where are you at, Don?
We're in Wausau, Wisconsin, and it sounds very much similar.
Okay. And Wausau is probably, what, just about the center of Wisconsin, close to the Dells, huh?
Oh, we're north of the Dells. If you drew a line from the Twin Cities to Green Bay, we're right about in the middle.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Well, very good. Don, we've gotten to know one another. We've never shook hands yet, but we've gotten to know one another over the years, done business back and forth, and it's been really good. I come to find out that you're a fantastic tuba player. Holy cow. Best kept secret from me that ever was.
Well, I wouldn't know. There's a lot of fantastic tuba players, and I don't know if I'm in that category, but I tried.
Uh-huh. Well, 42 years you had in with the Jerry Getch Band. How'd you get started, Don?
Well, the Jerry Getch Band was made up primarily of high school students in 1950 and 51, and I wasn't quite old enough to join. I was about 15 at the time, and you needed to be 16 to belong to the American Federation of Musicians, which back in those days was mandatory in order to play gigs.
Uh-huh.
And they started, and we began doing noon hour dances. If you can imagine that, polka dances during the noon hour at high school. And as Jerry graduated from high school and a couple of the other guys did, a few of us were still in. We got a first dance job in Rib Falls, Wisconsin, which is west of Wausau a little ways, and kind of the rest is history. We went on for 42 years and developed a travel company and traveled all over the world with the band and made numerous recordings, and it was a great run. And the band has since disbanded. Jerry has passed away 2 years ago, and couple of the other players have, but I'm still hanging on here yet.
Well, good for you. And still working full-time. You've got a music service besides. Tell us a little bit about that, what you all do.
Well, my son, a couple of years ago, I was in the software business and then, of course, in the music business, playing music. And about 12 years ago, he started brewing beer. And I left the software business and joined the beer business. So we still have Polka Mart, Wisconsin, or PolkaMart.com, along with three other guys, and that's how you and I got together. We bought Polka Land Records from Greg Leiter a while back and are featuring the music of Romy Gaz, Dick Rogers, Lawrence Nuko, and Jerry Getch, and bands like that. And in the meantime, we're brewing beer in that same building. So we've got a brewery called Bull Falls Brewery, and we feature German style lagers and English ales.
My gosh, it sounds like you've got the best of all worlds there. Old time music and beer, right? Is there anything else left?
Not much.
Oh boy, that sounds really good. And how are the beer sales these days?
Well, for the last year, it's been a struggle.
Uh-huh.
Just an example, we usually brew two 90-barrel batches of Oktoberfest, and they're usually gone in a month or so.
Uh-huh.
This year, right about the time we finished the brew, the distributors stopped picking up because no bars were open.
Yeah.
And so we still got a lot of Oktoberfest left right now.
Okay.
We need some up there. We got some.
Yeah, and that stuff, I think it keeps so well. A lot of people are so worried about born on dates on stuff, but boy, I'll tell you what, back in the days, Dad used to buy 10 cases of beer at a time, and there was five of us boys, and every time it got low, he'd pick up another 10 cases at a time. Nobody worried about dates at that time, so yeah.
No, and technologies today are really quite good for brewing beer. We have a very good shelf life and all of our beers, especially our German lagers, are made true to style, and so they last.
That's right. You bet. Well, let's back up just a little bit, Don. First of all, a little bit about the family. Born and raised in Wausau?
Well, I was born about 17 miles north of here in the town of Berlin.
Okay.
And my wife was born just west of here in the town of Stettin.
Okay.
So it's a pretty German area here.
Sure, sure. How many children did you wind up with?
We have four.
Four, okay. And everybody's still living and doing well, surviving the COVID and everything?
Yeah, we're getting over the COVID pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Last week was our Bockfest. It was a couple months delayed. And I think everybody came crawling out of the caves because it was the first, what I could call, a real event that we've had in a long time. And there's a lot of people, and we had a great band, and it was a good event.
Well, awesome. That is great. So did you go to school right there in Wausau then, Don, or where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I went to the Wausau High School, and then later on down to University of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
I had the privilege of marching in the Wisconsin UW marching and concert bands when I was down there.
Uh-huh.
And that was a good time.
Playing the tuba then, too, already?
Yeah.
Okay.
While I was down there, I had the opportunity to play. I don't know if you ever heard of him. There was a band down around Madison called Uncle Julius.
No, I never heard of that one.
And he played a kind of a Whoopi John style of music, and he had music arranged by some of the same arrangers, so I had some exposure to the Minnesota style music while I was down there in Wisconsin, oddly enough.
Did you ever pick up any other instruments, Don, or is just solely tuba?
Oh, it was tuba, and I did play some trombone.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And you started out with the Jerry Getch band. Did you ever get to fill in with any other bands then, or were you just solely with the Getch band?
I was almost exclusively with the Getch band because we played every week, several times a week. It wasn't much chance, but yes, I did fill in with some.
Uh-huh.
I did have a chance to play one gig with Romy Gaz.
You did?
And yeah, that was quite an experience.
I'll bet, because he was
the
just
the music. The music here in Wisconsin, I found out that there was quite a difference between this and the music in Minnesota. The Wisconsin music was derived from the old brass bands.
Uh-huh.
Czech and German brass bands. And they'd have a couple clarinets, a couple trumpets, a couple horns, and then some rhythm, tuba, and so forth. But it always ended up being 10 or 11 guys. And then Romy Gaz was the guy that pioneered something new there.
Yeah.
He took that brass band music, and he eliminated the horns and made the clarinet players double on alto and tenor saxophone, which gave him the horn effect. The piano was added to take up the peck horn or the afterbeats part. And it was the days of Glenn Miller and that kind of music. And so the setup of the band took on a look of the big bands, but they played the music of the old brass bands and speeded it up quite a bit from the brass band style. And it allowed him to get from 12 guys down to 7.
Sure.
And 7 was kind of the standard for a band at that time. And most of the band, the Rogers Band, our band, Jerry Schneider, Gene Heyer, Rudy Plokar, all of those guys had that same style of two trumpets, two reed guys, piano, bass, and tuba.
You bet.
And that was sort of the standard deal.
You bet.
Where in Minnesota, it basically started with the concertina as the foundation.
Yeah.
And you added people around the concertina and the tuba and the drum to build up the band from there.
Absolutely.
Squeeze Box in Wisconsin was kind of an add-on.
Uh-huh.
Add-on to the others.
Okay. Very good. Well, Don, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Okay.
Very good. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. Have you had a chance to try some homemade St. Joe Meat Market hot dogs recently? They are really good. Skin on or skinless, they are all meat, juicy, and flavorful. Just thinking of one coming off the grill, piping hot with some ketchup and mustard or relish on in a bun makes me hungry. And the good news is they are still so reasonably priced. They are usually 10 per pound and priced at $7.79 per pound. So just think, if you go out to eat and order a hot dog off a menu, you will likely pay more for just one than you will for all 10 at $7.79 a pound across the counter. Now, this week, the Y2K Lions are hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Stop by for a brat and a beverage. The ladies do a wonderful job of cooking and serving. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's our smoked mac and cheese brats. Yeah, the kids will love them. Stop by this week and stock up, taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long on limited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. Don, for being our guest on the program, you've been here before. We put up that package and send it out to you priority mail. Hope that you and your wife and family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Hey, we'll be looking forward to getting that.
Okay. Sounds good. And I bet you've been...
Did you say Y2K Lions?
Yeah, the Y2K. They named themselves Y2K Lions back... That's when they were founded, back in that Y2K year. And so...
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Lady Lions. The men have the Lions, St. Joe Lions group. So the women needed to have their own identity. So they call themselves the Y2K Lady Lions. So, yeah, works out really good.
Oh, yeah. They got to be the only ones in the world with that name.
I think so. Yeah. But, boy, do they do a great job of cooking. And we had our first brat sale last weekend out in front of the meat market. The men's group, the Lions, they hosted that. It rained on Friday, so they weren't able to sell on Friday. But Saturday, they had a nice turnout. And then our local Knights of Columbus had the burger and brat sale Friday and Saturday, yesterday. And, oh, did they have a turnout. It's like you were just mentioning. I think people were so tired of being, confounded to tight corners. They just came out in droves. It was great to see.
Yeah, it sounds good.
You bet. So we're looking forward to more. But at any rate, getting back to the music. So, Don, you have the rights to produce this music. I get my... Lawrence Duco and my Romy Gaz and my Dick Rogers and Cousin Fuzzy, all of those great names, those polka bands from yesteryear, I get them from you. And, boy, they really had it going back in those years, didn't they?
Oh, man, it started, Romy was a little earlier. He started in March of 1931.
Okay.
But they really started going... during the war years, and then especially right after the war. I remember I was just a kid in school yet, and you'd get the daily newspaper. There would be a whole page. I imagine in Minnesota it was similar.
Yeah.
There would be a whole page of nothing but ads for dances. There was a dance hall every other mile, it seemed like.
Absolutely. I've shared this many times on the air. on a Friday night or a Saturday night. That page, we had ballrooms within 25 miles of us, a whole handful. I mean, more than a handful of them. And you could go to, say, Avon, Lakeview Ballroom, and you could see Ivan Kale. And you could go to Richmond and see Fez Fritchie, and maybe out to the Lakeview Ballroom or the one in St. Anna, Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna, and see the Jolly Lumberjacks. And, you know, you didn't know which one to go to first. And maybe the Granite City Coliseum had the Elmer Scheid Band, and Whoopi John was maybe over at Kimball or St. Wendell, and all New Munich had a dance. And, I mean, these ballrooms were within a radius of 25 miles. And so you'd pick up the paper, and which one do we want to dance to tonight? And, my gosh, if any of them were playing tonight, I'd drive right over there and see them. But, I mean, at that day, that time, I mean, you had to choose between probably a dozen places you could go. And the price was all the same. It was just a matter of which band you wanted to go out and dance to. So, yeah, and I'm sure you guys had the same thing.
We had the same thing here. It was just different names of the bands.
Uh-huh.
And Duco had a very good band. He was... sort of like Leffelmacher with the Six Fat. Duco traveled quite a distance. Mm-hmm. He was on the RCA Victor label.
Yeah.
And he had a bigger group. He had like three reeds and two trumpets and, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 people in his band. Plus he had an accordion. He played a piano accordion himself, and later on he added Dick Metko, who was a phenomenal accordion player.
Yes.
And Dick Metko later moved to Dick Rogers when the Duco band disbanded. Okay. But Duco had a thing with Tiny Hill. When Tiny Hill had sort of a Dixieland band, and they'd go to the bigger ballrooms in the state down in Milwaukee and different places, and it was quite common to see the Lawrence Duco Orchestra having a double with Tiny Hill.
Oh, my, yeah. Oh, that sounds like great stuff back then, yeah.
Yeah.
So is that ballroom still in Wausau, Wisconsin? Was it Schmitz Ballroom?
Schmitz is still going.
It is. Awesome.
We have Schmitz Ballroom here, and around that same era was the Rib River Ballroom. Those are two that have stayed and are still having wedding dances. Not quite so many polka bands. You tend to see a little more DJs and stuff like that, which more power to them. But it's not exactly my favorite.
No.
My bias is showing a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like you mentioned before, just south of the river, there was a Poplar Tree Ballroom. We had a Trianon Ballroom. And in Merrill, we had a Lakeview Ballroom. But those have all gone by the wayside.
Yes, yes. I had the opportunity to come into Wausau a couple of times with a band called the Deutschmeisters out of St. Joe, Minnesota. And
I'm familiar with them.
That was always a treat because I was in my late teens, early 20s, and wasn't old enough to drink in Minnesota. But when we got to Wisconsin, we could always go up to the bar and have a 3-2 beer because you only had to be 18 in Wisconsin. So that was always a novelty when we played in Wausau.
Yeah. So did you play with Deutschmeister?
Yeah. At that time, I was playing trumpet. And I filled in a lot of times. You know how it is. When the bands traveled and the regular players had day jobs, and we had to leave for Wisconsin. Gosh, I think we left around 2 or 3 in the afternoon to get over to Wausau. So Tony always wanted to be on time or early for the job. I think we got there like at 7 o'clock for a 9-to-1 gig. But you know, it was quite some travel time. And so being a youngster like that, I could get away. And I very fondly remember those jobs because you got to see some new territory and experience some new things.
Oh, yeah. Right. When you talk to somebody about a job starting at 9 o'clock, now they think you're nuts.
Oh, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yep. 9-to-1, that was the standard. And then you didn't go home after that. You'd go first and eat a hamburger or something before you'd go home.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And even even four-hour gigs are getting to be a little more rare. We're trying to hire people in our beer garden for our... We have a big beer garden by our brewery.
Uh-huh.
And the 3 hours is usually what they want for max.
Yeah. And of course, the polka fests are very popular nowadays with the ballrooms going away. So you'll find bands playing for an hour or 2 hours at the most, and then switching, and then maybe coming back for another two-hour stint. But, you rarely see a band playing a four-hour stint straight through.
Right.
So
it used to be the common thing.
Yeah. So, Don, when you were back in your heydays there playing, who did you look up to as a tuba player? Who were the ones that you really thought were pretty hot?
Well, Max Terrence was the tuba player for Gaz, and that's who we tried to follow. But the pinnacle of tuba players in my mind was Dirk Komak. He was with Scheid and Skeets and Katzenjammers.
Yep.
He was the best.
Yeah.
In my mind, he was the top guy. He was really good.
Okay. And I'm sure you had a lot of great tuba players over there in Wisconsin as well, huh?
Oh, yeah. You didn't have a polka band because, like I mentioned, they were based off of origin of the brass band, so you have to have a tuba.
Yeah. And probably got to know Tuba Dan pretty well over there?
Oh, yeah. I still run across to him all the time. In fact, his son, Danny, has a group called Copperbox.
Yeah.
A super group. They're going to be playing for our Mayfest on the 1st of May.
Okay.
In our beer garden.
Nice.
And Tuba Dan played in our beer garden last summer.
Really? Wow. That's awesome. So let's see. I'm just trying to scramble here to make sure we're running short of time now, but I didn't want to miss anything. You mentioned Eddie Skeets. Was that a Wisconsin band too?
No. He was either Iowa or Southern Minnesota, somewhere down there.
Okay. I've had requests for Eddie's music, and I haven't been able to find it at all. I've got a couple of compilation ones where there's a song or two on, but I don't know. I haven't found where they originated out of or where their music, where the rights are these days. You don't know anything?
I think I can find that for you offline here.
Okay.
I can't think of it at the spur of the moment.
Sure, so sure.
He had a good band too, but the years when Komak was playing with Scheid, that was a wonderful band.
Oh, wasn't it though?
There was a dance hall there just south of St. Paul, the Majestic Ballroom.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys played there.
They did.
They have this festival every summer.
Yep.
That was one of the greatest venues that we ever played at, to mix the Wisconsin bands and the Minnesota groups together. It was a great, great experience. It went for a couple days.
Yep. Very good. Well, very good.
I had a chance to play there one time with Ivan Kale. His tuba player couldn't make it, and so I had to... privilege of playing tuba with Ivan Kale.
That was a treat, I'm sure, too, because Ivan had a really nice band, and Ivan was still living at the time then, I assume?
Yeah.
That was before his accident, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to listen to music coming up here by Jerry Goetsch and the orchestra. Just talk a little bit about some of the musicians in that band, Don. Both the ones that were with it when you guys... discontinued, and talk about, I know Inside the Cover it talks about some of the early players, too, so, and I'm sure you've seen them all.
Yeah, I did. The guys that started the band, basically, and this was kind of unusual, I think, because the original group hung together for 12, 14 years with no changes, and then... our sax player, Charlie Rogers, moved up to Rhinelander, so we got a replacement, a music teacher by the name of Dallas Larson, who took his place, and then we had another sax player leave, and We got a replacement for him. But the trumpets and the tuba and the piano and the drums were still the original. And the trumpet player passed on. So at the end, for Jerry Gage himself, myself, the drummer, Donnie Keller, and the piano player, Dale Howard, were with the band right to the very end. So four of the seven stuck it through 40 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, I've heard of Jim Pekel. I think he had his own band. He came on the band for a while, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was with us for quite a while.
And his wife, Marilyn?
He's got his own group, too. He actually runs two groups. He runs his Jim Pekel band, which is a sort of a Slovenian group.
Uh-huh.
Piano and, a piano accordion and a banjo. And he plays the bass on the accordion and the drum. But he also runs the former Greiner Brothers Orchestra.
Yeah.
They call that, he calls it the GB band, so it's not confused with the Greiner Brothers. But it has several of the original Greiner Brothers musicians. The two brothers have passed on already.
Okay.
But he has some of the musicians that were with them. And so if you're looking for a Goss-style band, you call Jim and ask for the GB band. If you're looking for some Yankovic music, and you call Jim and you ask for Jim Pekel band.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing what the guys would do. All right.
Yeah.
And, Don, how do you categorize the Jerry Gitch band? Would you call them a Czech band, a Dutchman band, or what? I know you played several styles, but what did you guys always run under?
We were like Wisconsin Oompa. We were like a Romy Goss style band.
Oh, okay.
Some of the people in Green Bay that were closer to Romy, when they heard us, they sometimes said, "You guys are crossing over a little bit to Nebraska style."
Okay.
Because we did like them very much. We liked the music of Ernie Kuchera.
Yeah.
And who was the guy before Ernie that was sort of the pioneer of a lot of that music over there?
Oh,
I can't think of it now.
No, I can't either. I know, yeah. Leo Lani
anyway,
is...
We like that music a lot.
Yeah, Leo Lani has picked it up now. He's picked up the Kuchera library, I think. There was actually two Kucheras. I think there was Ernie and there was also Frank.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and Frank Kuba, there was another one there.
Okay. Yeah, you're not thinking about Dean Hansen over there. Dean was...
That was another super band.
Yeah, yeah. And that
we like... had a... one time we had a gig alongside of him on the stage at the... at a ballroom in Lincoln, Nebraska. Playmore, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Playmore Ballroom. There was a real Czech country there, and it was just a pleasure. There were some Náhradníc. They had a band there, and the Czech music was... Nobody beat the Nebraska guys for Czech music.
Yep, yep. You're talking about Ron Náhradníc. Yeah, they're good. Dennis Náhradníc, his son, the drummer. Really, really good musicians. You bet.
Yes.
Well, Jerry, we're about out of time here. And I usually ask everybody for a memorable moment, maybe during their career, good, bad, or otherwise. And I don't remember what we asked you last time. But do you have something to share with the listeners? Get stuck in a snowstorm or whatever?
One high point was in 72, we were able to, I think I mentioned this, but not exactly the moment when we were on last time. But in 72, we were able to put together a polka trip to Germany, to the Oktoberfest, and to Austria and Switzerland and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually able to play in the famous, world-famous Hofbräuhaus.
Really?
In Munich, Germany. And that was sort of a pinnacle for all of us.
Oh, yes.
To be able to play there.
Wow. That is pretty awesome. Good for you. And lastly, I just have to ask you, your favorite song to play with the tuba. What solo or what song? Makes you get excited when they'd call it up?
Well, Romy did one that we love to play, and I like to play it. It's got a tuba solo, and it's called the Farewell Polka.
Oh yes.
And I always like to play that one. I like to play the Elephant Waltz, but I could never do it as well as Dirk could do it.
Okay. But that didn't stop you from trying, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Well, great. Well, we've been visiting with Don Zamzo out of Wisconsin, played tuba for 40-some years with the Jerry Getz Band. And, Don, we want to thank you, take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I told you the last time, the good Lord willing, you and I are here. We'll do this thing again sometime. Is that all right for you?
Okay, that's out. Sounds good. I'll be ready.
All righty. That sounds good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Don.
Thank you very much, and hello to all the people there in Minnesota.
Very good. And there he goes, Mr. Don Zamzo, our 376th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Jerry Getz Band featuring Don Zamzo on the tuba. It's coming up in just a matter of moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 376th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're now at 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 59 now our current temperature here in Albany. And what a great guest, the Jerry Getz Band, and of course Don Zamzo, the tuba player there for the Jerry Getz Band, and still living and still doing very well. And fun to visit with Don. Right now, he mentioned the Farewell Polka with the Jerry Getz Band. Here it is, the Farewell Polka. The Jerry Getz Band, one called the Farewell Polka. And yes, you can hear that tuba in the background. Jerry Getz Band, Don Zamzo, a great, fantastic tuba player there. And doing a nice job on that one called the Farewell Polka. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 59, our temperature here in Albany. It's Landler time with the Jerry Getz Band, one called Of Olden Days, Landler. The Jerry Getz Band and one called Of Olden Days, Landler. 27 minutes, make that 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we are in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, located in Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie Bonfig, yes, an exciting touring host. And yeah, she is... Well, let's see. She shot me a text today, and let's see what it all says. So, hi, Scythe. Just thinking about you and the ad tomorrow. So, this is I got from Jeannie yesterday. Highlighting Medora tour would be good. Yes, there's still some seats available, but they need to finalize the counts by May 1st. So interested travelers should call Jeannie B's Tours, and that is at 320-345-1581. And that trip to Medora, that is a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I believe we're back on Saturday. I'll be on that trip with Jeannie, my son Dwight, and Amy. They decided to buy us a Christmas present, a trip last year from Jeannie B's Tours. And of course, with COVID, we weren't able to go last year. So Jeannie is honoring that trip. And so that's going to happen in July. So if you want to get along on that trip to Medora, and it should be a fun time, give Jeannie a call. Also, they are filling a second bus for the Man in Black, the Johnny Cash tribute show that shows at Ives Theater in Bloomington. The tour is July 21st, and it's a matinee show day tour. The tour includes transportation, a guide, delicious meal, show ticket, prizes, and treats all on the coach just for $93. Limited seating, so call now. And maybe something else that you want to talk about. The usual pickup spots are at Sox Center, Melrose, Freeport, Albany, St. Joe, Clearwater, Alexandria, depending on the tour destination. So also remember, it's not too early to sign up for Christmas in the Ozarks, November 14th through the 19th. Limited seating applies. Last call for slots of luck. That's April 28th and 29th as they head to Jackpot Junction and Royal River Casinos. Great perks are included, $60 free slot play, lunch, prizes, and treats on the coach. So, yeah, lots of excitement with Jeannie B's tour. Again, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number to call, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 59 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice one by the Jerry Gitch Band, one called Pretend. The Jerry Gitch Band, a nice modern type number there, one called Pretend. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 59 our temperature here in Albany. Old time polka time again with the Jerry Gitch Band, and it's one called the Gypsy Polka. Thank you. The Jerry Getch Band, one called the Gypsy Polka. Right now, Landler time once again. Sherry Landler. The Jerry Getch Band and one called Sherry Landler. 18 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 59 degrees here in central Minnesota in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand, zero-turn lawnmowers. And yes, just located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just a beautiful drive any time of the year, but especially now as all the farmers are starting to get into the fields and things are starting to green up a little bit. The trees are starting to bud out. Just a wonderful time to take a ride out to Kevin's. You bet. Look for him on the right-hand side of the road, about 6 miles out. First of all, as you head out of St. Joe, you'll see the big billboard there, that Kevin's Countryside, pointing that arrow that turns to the north. And a spring sale going on right now. So, yeah, Kevin's got lots of new hustlers coming in, getting them all set up, and they're ready to go. Probably one there with your name on, so check that out. You bet. And also exciting, Kevin's, he's taken on the Ego line of equipment, and that is battery-powered equipment. So there's all sorts of items for you there, including a chainsaw, snowblower, self-propelled lawnmower, a push-type lawnmower. And what else did I see inside this brochure? Got one of these nice brochures from Kevin. And tells all about the equipment, so you'll want to check that out when you get a chance to stop on by Kevin's. Beautiful showroom out there. He's got all the different items displayed there in the showroom. Yeah, there's an Ego-powered hedge trimmer. Ego-power multi-head comes with several different attachments. Then there's the battery pack blower, the handheld blower. There's a chainsaw, string trimmer, a snowblower, and, of course, that Eagle Power Mower. So, yeah, check that out when you get a chance to go out to Kevin's. We did try out the weed trimmer and the blower. My goodness, do they have power. So they come with that 56-volt lithium battery these days. And Kevin can give you all the statistics and all the advantages. What makes that Eagle line better than all the other lines? He can tell you all about it. So check that out. I won't take your time right now telling you all about it. All I can tell you is that it is a heavy-duty line of equipment. And Kevin, you know, when he gets into something, he researches it. He doesn't take just anything. He wants the best. So he'll sell you that Hustler zero-turn lawnmower, and he'll sell you one of these pieces of Eagle equipment, battery pack equipment. So check that out. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, locally, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 1-320-363-7459. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your belts, hoses, lubricants. And, of course, he does accept trades. So bring that used piece of equipment out there. He'll make you a sweet deal on a brand-new Hustler. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 15 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 59, our current temperature here in Albany. Another great polka tune by the Jerry Gitch Band. It's one called the Beer and Pretzels Polka.
I'm feeling fine, how do you feel? Let's play a tune and a glockenspiel. I can tell by just one glance that you are ready for a dance. Hey, waiter, come right over here. Before we dance, need one more beer. And while the lights are high and bright, we'll have lots of fun tonight. Oh, with your Stein and sing with me. Stein and sing with me. Let's go, melody. Oh, up. With your Stein and sing with me. Let us sing that good old-fashioned harmony. Beer and pretzels. More beer and pretzels. Golly, ain't we having fun? Way to bring another one. Pour more beer and pretzels. Give us more beer and pretzels. Here's to your health, here's to mine. Gesundheit, my sweet Fräulein. Wait, more beer and pretzels.
The Jerry Gitch Band, one called the Beer and Pretzels Polka. Here's another modern tune, one called Angry. Thank you. Nice two-step number there, swing number, one called Angry by the Jerry Getz Band. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 59, our current temperature here in Albany. Here's Polka Time with the Jerry Getz Band, one called the Quiet Hour Polka. Great old-time music there for you on a Sunday afternoon. One called the Quiet Hour Polka, the Jerry Getz Band. More music on the way. This one's one called Romy's Landler, the Jerry Getz Band.
Thank you.
Music by the Jerry Gitch Band, and that one called Romy's Landler. And, yes, the Elsa Polka by the Jerry Gitch Band, taking us up to the 1 o'clock hour. The Jerry Gitch Band, one called the Elsa Polka. We're coming up on 1 o'clock here on KASM 59 and Sunshine here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. We're going to do that with a beautiful old-time waltz by the Jerry Gitch Band, one called the Vagabond Waltz.
Bright summer sky, for there I am happy, never again, just a vagabonder am I. Dance and I sing on the highway, and waltz to the song of the tree. Little maiden, won't you please come my way, and wander as free as the stars in the heaven, the moon shining bright, are guiding this vagabond's way. If hunger compels me to throw my belt tight, I'll work on some hot for a day. Wide rolling valley shall be my home. Like the bird on the wing, I am free. There's nothing to worry. The road is the life of a gypsy for me. I dance and I sing on the highway. And
Beautiful waltz tune there by the Jerry Getz Band, one called the Vagabond Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.